If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
And good morning to you. It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt. He is coming back on Monday. It's Friday. We're going to talk food in this segment. And Chicago's very own Michael Piff joins us. How are you?
Good morning, Wendy. And hi, Andy.
You don't have to talk to him.
Yeah, no, I got to say the commute coming in this early is the best.
Oh, it really is.
I know. That was probably my favorite part about coming out here. But yeah, we are about to kick off year three of our Chicago's Best Beef Tournament. And I know the Chicago area gets very passionate about their Italian beef places. This is a good time to start revving up. We're coming off of National Italian Beef Month, and we're just going to keep the celebration going into next week, June 5th. We're going to kick off our tournament, and the spin on it this year is that it's going to be a mom and pop edition. So the big places, with all due respect to Portillo's, Bona, Pops in the South Suburbs, we love you guys. We just think we need to level the playing field a little bit here and get our mom and pop places their chance here. I mean, we had a mom and pop place win last year, Babo's, which was awesome, but man, it got chaotic towards the end there. So yeah, and our sponsors returning for the third year is Toronto Baking Company, and new to our tournament is Caruso Provisions. So very exciting time.
All right, I'm looking through some of the, I have the brackets in front of me, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know how brackets work. It's just too confusing and it's too small right now. But there are a couple mom and pops that I have gone to, including, God, I used to go to Novi's Beef all the time in Berwyn on Ogden Avenue. Little Joe's in Countryside is good. And I have, I just recently went to Freddy's in Cicero and had an amazing prosciutto and fresh mozzarella sub sandwich.
Ooh.
And someone told me that Freddy's, they have really great thick pizza, but their beef is supposed to be so good. So I am going to participate in, I'm drooling. All I want is a beef sandwich right now, dipped with jardinera. And is there, do you have to get it without mozzarella for this, or can you get it however you
want?
So
I am one who loves mozzarella on his Italian beef. And I mean, like, my gateway to Italian beef was Tori and Luke's, and that's how I ordered it. I needed mozzarella, a little bit of spicy hot peppers on it, and I needed a dip too. So what was the place you grew up, like, what was the first Italian beef place you remember going to? Like your gateway to Italian beef?
Oh my God, I don't know. We had it at Ralph's Pizza in Brookfield, but that
nice.
Oh, I know. I totally know my first beef sandwich.
Yeah.
Bambino's.
Bambino's.
It was in Brookfield, Illinois. It was on Ogden Avenue across from the Brookfield restaurant, which had a cow on top of it. Still does. And yeah, Bambino's beef, oddly enough, was owned by the Ralph's Pizza place, so that's why that came up. Best beef ever, and Oof. They went away, and I'm sorry. I miss my Bambino.
I had a place in Lake Zurich called Rick's, and I had a go-to order there that they remembered. They didn't put me on the menu. I wasn't that famous at all in high school. But I would get my Italian beef on pita with mozzarella, and it was perfect that way. I don't know what it was about.
That's weird.
You know, I think it was, we used to order like chicken pita sandwiches from there, and then I was like, what if we did the Italian beef on there? And he kind of had a light bulb go up in his head. His name was Howard, and he was so sweet about it, and I got it every time, but I couldn't get it since. You can't order that somewhere you don't know, like, they don't know you that well, right? I mean, I'll try, but I'll see, like, I'll probably get an eye roll.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, I gave you an eye roll.
I know you did, but don't knock it till you try it.
I guess, but part of the beef sandwich is the soaking soggy
bread.
Yeah.
Yes, your Toronto bread.
Yes, which is really the best. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
For a beef sandwich, totally. All right, so when does this start? Because I know the Bear kicks off at the next month, right?
Yes,
in June?
The Bear kicks off end of June, and usually that's how we've kicked this off, is usually the start of the season. We decided to do it before the season started to make it a whole month-long in June thing, and June 5th, our polls will open at 10 a.m. So people could go to WGNRadio.com. They'll see it on the homepage there. And actually, people can go on our website right now and see where that poll's going to be. There's going to be all the info there. The bracket's there, too, so you can see if your favorite place made it. There's 64 of them on here, so I got most everybody's favorites. But I know there's going to be a whole lot of people texting and emailing me about I didn't get their spot that only a handful of people know about. But you know what? We take the recommendations. We also just encourage everyone to try new places. The whole point of this is to support local businesses, and these are mostly all small businesses too, that I think people will love supporting family businesses that way.
773 says Carm's on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn was my first. I had Carm's.
Oh yeah,
Carm's beef was great.
We got that in here.
Oh, they're still around? Okay, there are 64 sandwiches. It's going to take me 64 days to go through this. I don't know if I can have a beef a day.
You want to do two a day? Then you can knock it all out next month?
Oh, jeez. All right. Well, I'm going to participate this year. We're going to take a quick break, and we are talking to WGN Radio's senior digital strategist, Michael Piff. We will continue talking Italian beef and the bastardized version on a pita bread. And where else have you tasted Italian beef? We'll discuss that coming up.
Sounds good. Chicago's
very own WGN. All right, I like beef. Who doesn't like beef? Italian beef. Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. We are joined this morning by Michael Piff. I'm so excited about the beef brackets that are going on.
I'm so glad.
All right. You can go to WGNRadio.com/.
I would just go to WGNRadio.com and look for on the podcast page Chicago's Very Own Eats, and our bracket, the tournament's not live, but the page is, so you can get all the info there, and you can see if your favorite place made it into our 64 place bracket. I need to emphasize 64 of them, so if you get mad at me, I tried. That's it. But yes, that is the place to go, and we'll do a preview next week. Me and Kevin Powell, we do the podcast together. It's going to be a lot of fun. Next month.
Chicago's Very Own Eats podcast is what Michael's talking about. We were discussing things off the air, different ways you can get your Italian beef. I've had Italian beef and giardiniera on a pizza. That's really good.
Yes, love it. Have you ever had the one at Kim's Uncle? Over in Westmont.
Westmont. I need to try that.
It's funny because that place, it's so hard to get a pizza. Like, you have to call at 3 a.m. or 3 p.m. before they open at 4 p.m. just to get your pizza. But get the Italian beef pizza with the giardiniera, which comes from J.P. Graziano. And that, if you haven't had it before, it's going to make you a believer. But we also have Giordano's just started doing Italian beef stuffed pizza with Bona beef. So that's a collaboration that people probably didn't see coming, but we love our Chicago collaborations, right?
I totally do. And you know, it's funny because I'm half Italian. We grew up having Italian beef sandwiches at all the family parties. Never, ever did I have mozzarella cheese on it, ever.
I don't think it was ever offered, right?
No.
Had to have the tin, right? And it was next to your your baked mostaccioli and then your RC Cola after that.
Yes. Right. Yes, and Pabst Blue Ribbon beer a lot of times. I never had mozzarella, and I didn't think they even offered it at restaurants to have mozzarella. But once you have it on there, oh boy, it changes everything.
It's a game changer. And we were talking about off air, do you like it as an egg roll?
I have had, yes, I've had an Italian beef egg roll.
After moving to the West Suburbs, I've learned that that's like a West Suburban delicacy. Like, there's two places specifically, like Ellen's in Glen Ellen and Warren's in Wheaton, who they do it as well as anybody. And then there's Rebel Kitchen over in Lombard. That's an appetizer there. It is special. I will just say that's the best way I can describe it there. It's a special Italian beef egg roll.
All right. There's also beef balls. Arancini.
Arancini. God, I love it. You gotta love the arancini, and if you have some beef, and I think Bona does that,
yeah,
right?
They do.
Bona does that. That's really good. And up north, you're gonna go as far as McHenry. These guys are on our tournament here. They were in our first year. We're bringing them back. Epic Deli. If you know about Epic Deli, then you know they have this giant wall of sandwiches named after TV characters, local celebrities. I think James Van Osdell has a sandwich there too.
But oh, yeah.
There's a sandwich called the Khal Drogo, if you know Game of Thrones, and it is an Italian beef chimichanga, and I dream about this thing. I haven't had it in 3 years, but it is the best thing I've ever had. So yeah, get your Italian beef burrito, deep fry it, add your giardiniera, and you are set.
All right, that sounds pretty good. Have they made an Italian beef cologne yet? Yeah. Because that would be something special.
It might repel people.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Don't want to smell like beef and cheese.
Is that so bad?
Not always.
I mean, you walk into a good beef place and you smell it and you have to have it.
You just don't want to smell it in an elevator.
Yeah, I guess. All right. So Toronto Bread is returning as a sponsor.
Yep.
And Caruso Provisions is joining as a co-sponsor as well.
Yep.
And 64 Chicago area beef places. We're doing the mom and pop thing this time around. I don't know what else to say other than I really am going to participate this year.
And I think this is going to be a good way to get you amped up for the Bear Season 4, right? That has been like a place that, or a show that has made Italian beef a nationwide phenomenon, right?
So you just binged to get caught up?
I did, all week. And
Before this segment.
It's, yeah. What's funny is I had been avoiding it because so many people said season 3 wasn't that great. And then I watch it. And I've had a month where I feel like the way Carmi looks on that show, where it's real rough. But that show is so relatable, so funny when it needs to be. And every episode's like an independent film. It's so good. And I can't say enough about this third season, how much fun it is. I think it's soundtracked by XRT, pretty much. That's how it sounds.
And also, you get a little backstory of the characters,
yes,
which I thought was great.
My favorite episode was the one, she's the sous chef, and her backstory with when she lost her job, which I didn't even think Long Grove Confectionery had a corporate office.
Yeah.
I just remember the place in Long Grove where they dipped the strawberries. But yeah, that I was crying on Metra, and I think someone asked me if I was okay, and I was like, I'm watching the Bear.
You are so Chicago. All right, he's Michael Piff, Chicago's very own Eats podcast, along with Kevin Powell, and great job. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Beef on.
Beef on.
I don't know what else to say. All right.
That.